After high school, you enlisted in the Army.
Not quite. After high school, finding a job was really difficult for young people because at that time all the veterans were returning from the war, and any available job went to a returning veteran typically. There was a master photographer who had a nice studio in downtown Ada. He worked out a plan where I could work for him for 6 days a week as an apprentice. I learned everything about the business and photography and darkroom activities and cameras and film and retouching and all those things. It was a different type of operation than photography is now. I took that job for an astounding $7 a week, 6 days a week, $7, plus learning the business. After I'd been there about a year and a half, I got a little bit of a promotion financially. It wasn't always for $7, but I worked with him even the 2 years that I began college in Ada. But while I was still in high school as a senior, I enlisted in the Oklahoma National Guard. So that was my first entry to the Army. In response to your question, I joined the Army, and I did join the National Guard at that particular time. Ada had two National Guard units. That's when the National Guard was being reestablished, because the 45th Infantry Division was being returned from Europe and they were reestablishing it as a National Guard unit. I began as a book private in the company.
The photography work then into...
Photography was a profession that I was really interested in. I had studied on my own. I'd always had a camera to some degree. They were always little or used or not really wonderful instruments, but they were cameras. So I was always taking photographs. And I saved a lot of those photographs and later had another book that was basically a photographic history of young people growing up. But I worked as a photographer while I was in college, and later when I transferred to Oklahoma A&M, I worked for the university and photography department and learned camera work for filming athletic events, did football game filming for A&M and basketball game filming. The photography department at the university contracted out for filming high school games in the area, and I do 16-millimeter filming of the high school games in that area. So photography led me into being able to work with a different profession than journalism, but associated with it. Later, just prior to getting married, I established a freelance photography business for a few months before the Korean War began, before we were activated to go to Korea. But I had a little freelance company of my own doing wedding photography and groups and portraits. Had learned the business with the studio, everything from mixing chemicals to developing film, selection of cameras, doing commercial work. We had all sizes of cameras up to an 8x10 sheet film. That's a large camera, and you're very careful when you take a picture there because it's very expensive to use film of that nature. All the retouching was hand retouching with pencil and magnification. Now you do all that on Photoshop on the computer.
Right.
It was all hand done in those days.
Yeah. But then your unit was called to Korea.
When the Korean War began, 2 weeks later, our unit was activated and we were advised that we'd be reporting to the old Camp Polk, which is now a large training center in Louisiana. I reopened that with a unit filled with draftees to bring it to above authorized strength, and see how quickly we could train a unit and ship overseas to go into combat. We reported active duty in September of that year.
So would that have been in 1950?
1950, right.
Just before the Korean War began.
2 weeks after it began, we were activated.
As you grew up leading up to that, was there always this talk of fear of communism?
There wasn't so much fear initially. At least we weren't aware of it. We were aware that the Russians were a country of people who were embracing communism, and we read about the activities in World War II, and we read about the history of how it had developed. But I don't know initially that we felt that it was going to be a threat to the world. But as we reached the time when the Korean War began, we did realize rather quickly that that was an effort to spread communism, and then we did become fearful of it.
Then you were ordered to combat service in the Korean War.
That's correct.
In '51.